is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and I'm really glad you've decided to join us. Michigan's population has been stagnating, and it's been bothering a lot of us. A stagnant population hurts our economy, it prevents growth, and stifles both public and private innovation. To counter that trend, Governor Whitmer recently created the Growing Michigan Together Council, which now has a committee that is almost fully staffed. And that council is eagerly trying to understand what exactly would keep more people here in the state and attract more people. How can we grow the way states in the Southwest and in parts of the South, for instance, have managed to figure out? Is it better jobs? Is it denser cities that have lots of entertainment and a great nightlife? What is it? What is the lever we pull to make people more excited about living here or about coming here? There are some people that say there's one issue in particular that is pushing people away from Michigan and telling them if they don't live here that maybe this isn't some place they should consider. It's public transit. And that's something, of course, we talk about a lot here on Detroit Today. The struggles that we have had for more than four decades trying to build a system that gets people where they need to go efficiently and effectively, and building the common interest in something like that. Making sure that people who live in different parts of Southeast Michigan all buy in to the idea that we need transit, not just for ourselves and whether we use it or not, but for the growth of our region. Megan Owens is the executive director of Transportation Riders United. It's a public transit advocacy organization right here in the Detroit area. She has an article that will soon be published in Cranes about how a solid regional public transit system would help boost our economy, keep young people here, and help grow the state population. Megan, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Hi, good to be on.
Yes, it's great to have you back here. You and I have talked a lot in the past about public transit, why it's important, and how we break through the barriers that have prevented us from having good public transit for such a long time. But I want to start the conversation here today. Why do you think regional public transit is the most critical thing to increasing Michigan's population? I'm not sure lots of people would settle on that issue as being the thing. Tell me why you do.
Well, honestly, it's looking back at, it's not just transit advocates like me and those of us at Transportation Riders United who have been pointing out how essential transit is, especially for retaining and attracting young people, but it's been echoed by dozens of news media and policy experts and demographers and business leaders and, of course, young people themselves. Just looking back through some past news articles over the last 20 years, back in 2009, young professionals were asked what would make them stay here. And the biggest trends were mass transit, greenways, and regional government. In 2014, the Rockefeller Foundation did a survey that found that 66% of millennials said access to high-quality public transportation is one of their top three criteria in deciding where they would live. The National Association of Realtors, the National Transportation Research Board found a piece that you did back in 2015 spotlighting just how essential this is. So it's not some novel concept. It's that we've known for decades that people in general across the Detroit region need affordable, reliable access that doesn't solely rely on cars to get everywhere they need to go. But a lot of younger people are not willing, either can't afford the cost of cars and insurance on top of student loans and lower wage jobs. They can't afford to live in and work in a place that a car is a requirement, and they don't want to have their lives defined around cars. So I really hope that Growing Michigan Together Council can look back at all of this research and surveys and polls that have shown for 20 years that transit is one of the critical components. I'm not saying it's the silver bullet that will magically flip Michigan overnight, but it's one of the most critical components that has been, our region has been failing at for decades, and we don't have to.
So I want to spend a little more time talking about the way in which transit affects other things. In other words, it's not just about being able to get around and get around, like I said, efficiently and effectively. It's the way in which, you know, a network, a usable network of public transit feeds into other things that grow economies and as a result end up growing populations. Can you talk just a little more about those connections?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not just the transit in and of itself, but the transit as a center point to walkable, vibrant communities where the most of the things, whether you talk about the 15-minute neighborhoods, where almost all of your daily activities are within a 15-minute walk, bike, or transit ride from where you live, to so it's that vibrancy of an urban area. Mm-hmm. Some of these surveys that I was looking back at that Realtors Association said young people prefer to live in areas characterized by nearby shopping, restaurants, schools, and public transportation as opposed to sprawl. Sometimes there's a perception, especially around Southeast Michigan, that, well, everyone wants to live in single family homes in suburban communities where, and by definition, driving is essential to getting anywhere you want to go. The reality is at least a third, if not more, of the population wants to live in vibrant, walkable communities where car is a choice, not a requirement. And yet, as of at least a couple of years ago, less than 2% of Michigan's homes are actually in that type of place. So we have this huge gap. Why is it that places like Ann Arbor and Ferndale and even downtown and midtown, Birmingham, Royal Oak, these areas are booming because people really want to live in them. And there's not enough of that walkable, transit-centered community that our region provides.
Yeah. I'm talking with Megan Owens. She's the Executive Director of Transportation Riders United, a public transit advocacy organization here in the Detroit area. We're talking about the ways in which better public transit, an actual network of public transit, Dare to Dream, might really change our prospects for population growth, which is something that's on lots of people's minds right now here in Michigan. Governor Whitmer spent much of the Mackinac Policy Conference this year, just a few weeks ago, talking about the slippage that we're having. We aren't losing population, but we aren't growing it at the pace that other states are, which has real effects on our economy and other things. If we did better by transit, especially here in Southeast Michigan, which is the population center of the state, the largest population center, what would that look like? What would the prospects for keeping people, for attracting people, look like? We would love to hear from you as well during the conversation. 313-577-1019 is the number. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can include you in the conversation that way. Let's go to Ken in Ferndale. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, and thanks for the chance to talk with you and Maine.
Uh-huh.
I agree with one premise, and that is that the need for public transit is critical, and it improves the quality of life, and it improves economic prospects. It makes life better for people who are dining out. It makes people like, I mean, it makes life better. And we need that in metropolitan Detroit, just badly. So I completely concur. But the question of growth being linked to population growth is the thing that I find problematic. We've already got too many people in this world right now. And what's really important is that we begin to find economic models that are not built on population growth, that allow us to have growth through productivity and through development of technologies and other aspects of the economy without relying on population growth. And the whole world needs these models. And if Michigan can be the pilot for that, it will be a tremendous benefit to the world at large. I'm wondering how you feel about that.
Yeah, Ken, I think that's a really interesting idea. I'm not sure that it is absolutely, you know, exclusively opposed to the idea of population growth. I mean, I think what you're talking about is sustainability, really, and how we think about that. But Megan, I'll give you a chance to answer Ken as well.
I would certainly agree that we need to develop and grow differently. Sometimes I look back at this, the governor's focus on fix the damn roads. What continues to be left out of that conversation is that Michigan as a whole, and definitely Southeast Michigan, our population has not grown virtually in 40 years, but the amount of land that we're using has nearly doubled. Mm-hmm. We have twice the number of roads and sewers and homes and businesses. Well, not necessarily as many homes and businesses because they're so sprawled out. So one of the pieces that is critical to this is the idea of developing without sprawl. While I would agree with the caller that at some point we need to stop population growth as a whole, it's not going to happen soon. And so how about we develop differently? How about we not build McMansions on 1 acre lots way out in the exurbs and assume that the transportation system and sewer system and school system and fire systems will grow to accommodate? How about we build in places that already have so much of that capacity, already have that infrastructure, and so we're able to grow much more efficiently and sustainably? I think that's a critical part of the solution.
Yeah. Great question, Ken. I'm really glad you called and asked. Let's go next to Anton in Shelby Township. Anton, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I am a young person myself, and I know that you were talking about how youth need to be attracted to Southeast Michigan through public transport. How does governance work when it comes to university transportation, school transportation in and around that area?
That's a great question, Anton. And Megan, we should also talk about governance more broadly. Why we have been unable in Southeast Michigan to get our act together and build a better transportation network. But Anton, it sounds like, is having a problem getting to and from school. I'm just guessing here, or maybe had that experience. Talk about how all this works and why we continue to fail.
Well, there are definitely some real challenges. I mean, I will acknowledge if transit was easy, it would have been done. But there are solutions. There are absolutely ways that we can make these types of investments and govern them effectively. In Ann Arbor, while there is the University of Michigan has its own transit system, they also just contract with the Ann Arbor Transit Authority to provide free transit or pay for the transit trips of all students, staff, and employees on all of the public transportation systems. So making that type of public transit available that's something that more institutions and employers and could really be doing to help support our system. But then in terms of governance, we did create a regional transit authority by law about 10 years ago. But it requires every county to unanimously agree to put a measure on the ballot. And thus far, or at least in the last few years, Macomb County leadership have been unwilling to do that. So there's some real efforts underway. Can we amend that RTA legislation to say if two or three counties want to move forward, why can't Wayne, Washtenaw, and Oakland counties who have pretty supportive leadership, transit supportive leadership and electorates, why can't those communities move forward? So we need to look at new ways to fund and to build voter support for public transportation. But the reality is a lot of other places are figuring it out. Your previous conversation about Governor Whitmer, there are a lot of things she's done wonderfully, but despite these decades of research and directives for bold state investment in public transit, the governor's failed to provide really any serious transit support. Her budget fails to increase transit funding, spending 10 times more on roads than on all public transit combined. Her newly appointed MDOT director has zero experience with public transit or multimodal. Her transportation strategy seems focused exclusively on filling potholes and building EVs. There's no recognition that as a part of equitable climate solutions and access to education and opportunities, and as supporting not just young people, but our aging population as well, transit needs to be treated as a critical part of Michigan's economic and population solutions, not as a nice to have that somebody else's problem to figure out. That's the frustration is after for so long. It's been, gosh, well, sure, we need transit, but no one's really been willing to step forward and be the champion and fight through the challenges to make it happen.
Okay, Megan Owens of Transportation Riders United. It's always really great to have these conversations with you. Thanks so much for joining us today on Detroit Today.
Thank you.
Okay, that is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we'll have more great programming for you. We're going to talk about Michigan's budget deal and what the biggest priorities are for the state legislature and the governor. This is 101.9 WDET FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.